Thank you for joining Ocean Deep, Episode 3, The Lunamis Touch. I'm your host, Gwendolyn Yarbrough. The purpose of Ocean Deep Podcast is to edify and encourage every listener by sharing true and real-life events, inspire the listener, and provide applicable strategies to increase the listener's faith until it is ocean deep. On today's podcast, Faith shares another testament about how she helped a young lady beat cancer, give strategies on how to build your faith, and conclude the story with her favorite scripture. Today's episode was sponsored by Peaceful Escape, the Healing Sanctuary. For your holistic healthcare needs, visit www.peacefulescapedfw.com and remember, when your body talks, listen. Imagine a young woman about the age of 23, newly divorced, with two children under the age of 4 years old, having to face complications of what could possibly be breast cancer. I, Faith, remember feeling her become frightened and fearful because the lump that was discovered was very painful to her. I believe because the young lady knew that cancer was on both sides of her family, that this discovery was quite alarming. But because she had grew up in a faith-based home and she had an understanding of God's word, and she was grooming herself to believe the parables that were also often preached about, this was her opportunity to put her faith, me, to work. So on that Monday, she set up a doctor's appointment to schedule a mammogram. Well, to her surprise, there was nothing available for a couple of weeks out. And so she scheduled the appointment and let it be. Well, that Monday night came. The lump was still there. Tuesday night, the lump was still there. And so by Wednesday night, she began to pray, praise, and magnify the Father for her victory that was soon to come. And as she went to sleep that night, she had a dream of a huge lunamis hand circling her right breast. Of course, she suspected it was her healing that was taking place because God had dealt with her in dreams and visions alike. But she kept her appointment. Well, by the end of the week, she had received some mail, and within that was a letter from East Texas Medical Center of Chandler congratulating her that no cancer was found. Do keep in mind that her scheduled appointment to have a mammogram was the following week. I, Faith, vividly remember seeing her rejoice after reading such great news that only she knew was a miracle and confirmation from God that the dream she had was in fact her healing. As time passed and she yet began to develop more faith in God, more confidence in His word, and to trust Him with her very life as He guided her and directed her while raising two young boys, another scare came. But by this time, she now was a mother of three boys. The month was July, the year 2013. When she had her very first mammogram screening and was then advised to come in every 6 months due to her having dense breasts and family history. But because her faith remained ocean deep, she believed God and that if He did it in 2004, that he would still do it in 2013. Well, as of today, March the 14th, 2020, that young lady is still cancer-free. She has raised and is yet raising powerful men of valor to have the same faith and confidence in God's word, that if he said it, he would do it. Now, let me give you some strategies to help increase your faith to the point that it is ocean deep if it's not already. First, you must believe God beyond a shadow of doubt. Whatever it is written, apply it to your life and believe that because God is of no respect of person, that you too are afforded the same privilege and right as his child to be healed, to be set free, to be delivered. Secondly, search and recite a faith-building scripture. For example, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I chose that scripture because naturally, to feel any pain or to be in discomfort brings about fear that then turns and manifests into something greater than what it is or should be. And lastly, denounce any false report concerning any aspect of your life that God did not promise you. He did not promise you sickness. He did not promise you poverty. He did not promise you anything other than life more abundantly. So exercise these strategies daily and as often as needed, so you too can begin to experience God's supernatural power. And remember Hebrews 11:1-2. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Thank you for joining me on episode 3, The Lunamis Touch. For show notes, email us at thewholewomancoach@gmail.com. Tune in next week as I make an appearance in the courtroom. And last but not least, share this podcast with your friend or family so their faith can become ocean deep.